Shalom, Australia. Tens of thousands of Jewish pilgrims made their way to the Western Wall in Jerusalem's Old City on Thursday for a twice-annual Mass Birkat Kohanim, priestly blessing ceremony, held under heavy police guard. The Western Wall Heritage Foundation, which oversees the holy site, estimated that 80,000 people attended the priestly blessing, held twice on Thursday morning, with crowds of men and women spilling out from the Wall's plaza to surrounding areas. Thousands of Christians from around the world marked Good Friday in Jerusalem's Old City, retracing the steps Jesus is believed to have taken, carrying his cross to his crucifixion. Pilgrims and Palestinian Christians carried wooden crosses, icons, and flags of their respective countries in a procession under heavy surveillance from Israeli police. They retraced the 14 stations of the cross and walked to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, where Jesus is believed to be buried. Lara, an Australian Christian pilgrim, described the procession as an amazing experience. She said, "We can't be happier. It's like a dream." Yesterday, thousands of pilgrims from Eastern Europe thronged the church alongside Arab members of the local Orthodox community. Thousands more, unable to enter the building, waited in the square outside to receive the flame passed from candle to candle in a symbolic ceremony of eternity, peace, and renewal. The scene was the Holy Fire Ceremony, which takes place at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre every Easter Saturday. Police detained at least 17 people over the course of Monday on the eve of Pesach over a number of suspected attempts to sacrifice kid goats. The suspects were en route to the Temple Mount to perform the act in an attempted reenactment of the Passover ritual as described in the Bible. Activists annually request permission to fulfill the ritual commanded in the Bible in or near the Temple Mount, where such sacrifices were carried out in ancient times when the sanctuary stood at the site. Police and courts have refused to approve the practice on the grounds that it could cause unrest if held at one of the most contested sites in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. On Wednesday, 1,800 people visited the Temple Mount, of whom about 1,400 were tourists. Police said that three Jews were removed from the site for violating the visiting rules, though it was not specified what they did. This year, extra police were deployed in Jerusalem to prevent attacks on worshippers during Easter and Pesach. That did not prevent a Palestinian man described by police as very mentally disturbed stabbing to death a British woman on Friday in a tram passing near the walls of the Old City. The family of Hannah Bladon, 21, the British exchange student murdered in a stabbing attack on Jerusalem's light rail on Friday, is devastated by their loss. They described her death as senseless and tragic. Bladon had been studying religion, theology, and archaeology at the University of Birmingham since 2015. As part of her studies, she began a program in Jerusalem's Hebrew University in January, which was set to complete in September. She had been returning from an archaeological dig when she was killed. After Bladon, who was standing next to the attacker because she had given up her seat to a woman with a baby, was stabbed, an off-duty police officer and passerby wrestled the attacker to the ground before he could harm anyone else. He has been identified as Jamil Tamimi, a Palestinian man from East Jerusalem who had just been released from a mental hospital. Earlier this year, Tamimi tried to commit suicide by swallowing a razor blade. He was also found guilty of sexually abusing his daughter in 2011. It was also a tragic Pesach for four more families after Itamar Ohana, 19, from Kiryat Shmona, Nachman Itach, 21, from Betar Elite, and Liron Karadi, 17, from Or Akiva, were swept off their inflatable rafts on the Kinneret on Wednesday due to the combination of strong winds and dangerous currents. The hazards of entering the Kinneret are well known to the public and authorities. On Wednesday alone, rescuers were needed to pull no fewer than 80 people from the lake. The three missing were not known to each other, but their families, who waited at the water's edge, were united in their grief. Emergency teams and the army searched for the missing young men until Shabbat. Haaretz columnist Yossi Klein on Friday doubled down on opinions he set out in a piece published earlier in the week, which has caused a public outrage. In the opinion piece, published on Wednesday, entitled in Hebrew, Our Self-Righteous Elite, Klein wrote, the national religious are dangerous, more dangerous than Hezbollah, more than drivers in car ramming attacks or girls with scissors. The Arabs can be neutralized, but they cannot. He went on, what do they want? To rule the country and cleanse it of Arabs. The article was condemned by President Reuven Rivlin, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and many of his coalition partners, including members of the Beit Yehudi Party. Prominent opposition lawmakers condemned the op-ed piece as well and accused Klein of harming the Israeli left. Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman called on Israelis to boycott Haaretz. Klein refused to moderate his claims on numerous radio and television interviews. The Palestinian Authority Education Ministry on Thursday announced it was suspending ties with UNRWA over plans by the international agency to reform its curriculum. UNRWA has over 312,000 students in its schools across the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem. The changes that the UN agency planned to implement include revisions to maps of Palestine to exclude references to cities inside Israel as Palestinian cities, a practice that numerous studies of Palestinian textbooks have labeled as incitement. Other changes were reportedly planned to tone down praise for Palestinian prisoners and improve Israel's image. The Palestinian Ministry, in a statement published on its official website, called the possible revisions to the curriculum an affront to the Palestinian people, its history and struggles, and said the suspension would continue until the UN agency's positions are corrected. A group of octogenarian veterans who fought to hold open the road to Jerusalem during the War of Independence have successfully reversed a cabinet decision to rename a memorial along the road for a controversial far-right ex-general and politician who had nothing to do with the 1948 offensive. The Prime Minister's office on Tuesday said that an Ottoman-era inn along Route 1 highway at the Shah Hagai interchange would not be renamed to memorialize Rehavam Zeevi. A memorial for Zeevi, who was a commander in the Palmach pre-state militia in the 48 war, will be erected elsewhere, likely in the Gush Etzion block. The announcement was praised by the Palmach Veterans Association, who called the decision an important step in redressing the historical injustice surrounding the actions of the fighters who connected Jerusalem to the State of Israel during the War of Independence. They have been demonstrating at the site since the announcement was made in September that the road would be named for Zeevi. On the Thursday before Pesach, in a corner of the Negev Desert near the Egyptian border, dozens of young Israelis and African asylum seekers danced to a drumbeat, shielding their eyes from the dust. The pre-Pesach event, held outside the gates of the Holot Detention Center, sought to draw parallels between the conditions of asylum seekers in Israel and the ancient Jews' escape from Egypt. Gal Sturm, one of the event's organizers, said, on Passover, we mark the passage of the Jewish people from bondage in Egypt to freedom in Israel. Basically, these refugees escape from bondage, and instead of giving them this freedom that we say thank you for every Passover, we revoke it. Students at a pre-army Mechina program became aware of the conditions at the detention center when they volunteered there late last year. Some of them decided to organize the Pesach celebration together with inmates of Holot and with help from the nearby Bina Mechina and the advocacy group Rabbis for Human Rights. Israel is home to about 45,000 asylum seekers, almost all from Eritrea and Sudan. The vast majority claim asylum seeker status, but Israel has recognized almost none of their claims since they began arriving in the mid-2000s. This is Peter Jones-Pelach, reporting from Jerusalem and wishing all listeners Chag Sameach for the end of the Pesach celebrations.